Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Yep. Ready to go again, Joe. It's Friday.
It's Big Show Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We've got some great high school happenings happening here in Bloomington. We'll talk a little Hoosier hoops as well. That's a lot of H's, Chuck.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little cold and snowy this morning. It feels like January, and that means basketball season. Joe, and I'll let you take it away here on a Friday morning.
Well, it's our final Friday of January, and it takes us over to Ellensville tonight as the Mustangs of J.B. Neal search for a second straight WIC title, hosting the Northview Knights of Clint Weddle. Revenge, too, for seniors Cooper Bybee and Jason Brown, who saw the sectional nets cut down by the wrong team last March when the Knights won by 8 over at Brown County. What would have been a four-game sweep of Northview last season, but the Knights responded on that particular night last spring. Edgewood beat Northview on the road for the conference title a year ago, but this is J.B. Neal's Mustangs, this trip to the title game in 2017. Mustangs and Knights really mirror one another in various ways, more than the 11-win, 5-0 conference marks. Both teams average about 64 a game, give up 55. Mustangs with the home court that should be loud and proud tonight when we tip it around 7:30. Chayton Howard coming off a two-game 40-point sweep and wins last week over Owen Valley and B&L is getting dialed in. And he's the tallest Mustang, but he won't be the tallest on the floor tonight by any stretch of the imagination, as Northview brings to the corral a 6'8", 6'6", 6'4", front line led by Jensen Collette and Drew Lumsden, 6'4", junior, Braden Tucker. He's a Chris Lamonis future IU baseball recruit. He can play inside or out, shoot well, and then there's point guard Dylan Hyatt, and he is the orchestrator of the of it all for the Knights, much like Joe Cato is for the red and black. Senior Cooper Bybee, he won't be seeing any gimmick defense. He hasn't seen during a real solid 24-point-a-game season to date. Bybee hit for 25 against the Knights in that sectional title game last March. Jason Brown, he averages 6 rebounds a game, looms big tonight as Coach JB checks off rebounding as the big area of focus tonight against the taller Northview Knights. Sophomore Cam Bannister averaging close to 9. He'll be viewing the Knights for a first time in his young career. Edgewood has used its balance and its switching defenses to a solid success here this winter. Should be a possession-by-possession grinder to see if the Mustangs can make it 2 straight conference titles. Chalk Talk at 7 with JB and JC joins me, John Callahan, for the tip at 7:30 at what should be a noisy corral out in western Monroe County. Now, while that is happening, Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes with his South Panthers at Terre Haute South Conference Indiana Showdown on a Friday night for sole possession of first place as these two match 12-3 marks overall. They're both 4-0 in the league. The Panthers' stingy defense certainly will get a test versus the conference highest scoring outfit tonight, as the Braves have put up over 75 a game in their 15 games to date. Controlling the tempo will be key tonight, though, for the purple and white. Over the last few games, freshman Anthony Leal has stepped up his offense, complete with his three-point accuracy. Same for playmaker Phil King out back to help supplement the 1-2 punch provided all season long by Chance Coyle and Josh Hall up front. Will the Panthers place another stranglehold on a solid, well-put-together offensive club? We'll find out tonight for South at Terre Haute South, tip-off at 7:30. Franklin Central won a three-point nail-biter late, decided a year ago, beating the Cougs of Andy Hodson. Can North respond tonight on the road with Musa Jallo and friends on the road at Franklin Central? The Cougs certainly have shown balance lately, what with David Morgan coming off the bench, averaging double figures. Liam Wilkerson, Jack Townsend loom large again in the offense as the Flashes have the home court advantage tonight. This one should be another nail biter, and we'll see how the 6-6 Cougars, as I say, respond on the road. Don't forget Indiana Sports Talk and Bob Lovell at 9:30 tonight as we will play for a WIC championship. Northview and Edgewood tonight on the airwaves. Again, Chalk Talk at 7 with J.B. Neal. Well, the morning after, a complete rump-thumping at Michigan Thursday night as the Hoosiers fall completely apart, 90-60. That'll be coming up a little bit later. Had a busy Thursday high school sports beat in girls' hoops. Terre Haute North kept North winless in Conference Indiana this year. Beat them 64-46 last night. Lady Cougs 23 turnovers. They gave up 10 triples. As well in that ball game, Katie Carver had 13 off the bench last night. Nina Castro Sauer and Hannah Allen divided 21 more in the loss. Lighthouse Christian Academy girls, there's 10 wins and counting now. Mark May's crew beat Washington Catholic 49-41. Grace Holdeman continues her outstanding senior season, 37 points. Perry Meridian crushed South 51-32. Panthers dropped to 10-11. Lauren Leal had 15, younger sister of Anthony. The Panthers held to 12 points the opening half in that one. And in gymnastics, over 108 points in competition, but still not enough for Lisa Jones. South Panthers, they fell to fourth-ranked Columbus North, who posted 111.5 points in that duel. Kelsey Shermer won the floor with an outstanding 9.6. She was fourth in the all-around 36.45. Again, hoops tonight, Edgewood, Northview, for it all, WIC title, Chalk Talk at 7.
All right, good stuff, Joe. Tough one for the Hoosiers last night, 90-60, the final there in Ann Arbor. We'll go inside the numbers at 8:45.
Well, that won't take long.
No, well, there weren't any numbers, but the numbers that were the, again, there's boxes that we keep on checking when things don't go right for this team. One of
same
them.
Same boxes, Glass.
Yep, it's getting off to a start. It's defense, and those were two of the culprits in the first 20 minutes of that game last night, 50-35 at halftime. You give up 50 on the road, Joe. I don't know how
in
you
half.
Can in a half how you can get a good point, Chuck. In a half, how you can get back into that game is a tough one. Jorge Campillo is the top of the European leaderboard at the Omega Masters after won two rounds today. He's minus eight, tied with a handful of others, but it's better to be. We needed some good news here on
news
on a Friday morning. Roger Federer waiting on the winner of Dimitrov and Nadal. That's in a fifth-set tiebreaker.
Yeah, exactly. So down the Australian Open.
You can the Lynn Loring Tennis Report, brought to you by Lynn Loring. You can pop on ESPN2 and check that out this morning. But, Joe, we couldn't turn the clock all the way back to 2005. We've got the Williams sisters in the Australian final. We've got Federer in. Tiger Woods returned to competitive golf yesterday.
Torrey Pines,
And he tore his pines apart as he signed for a 4-over par 76. He'll need some work to do on the North Course today, Joe, to make the cut there. So all of our heroes from the mid-2000s couldn't get back to their wonderful. I mean, he's the greatest player that a lot of golfers have ever seen, 79 tour wins.
Yeah.
And still a little rust off the tee and in other parts of his game. So we'll keep an eye on all of that. Paul George is an all-star for the Pacers, not surprising. So is Gordon Hayward from Butler, his first dance with all of that. And I think I've checked all the boxes. You got all the rest of the other boxes on what's happening in that, so we're good. But Indiana's, Joe, you got to take the show on the road. It's easy to get fired up in front of 17,000 and Chuck doing the introductions and you get the pomp and circumstance. It's how you take it on the road with you, and that's part of the next step of being a good team.
Well, I guess it was the approach early on, call it uninspiring. I don't know. We could throw in a lot of adjectives that probably have already been used on social media and in the print this morning. It was just very disappointing. They had a decent shoot around the morning of the game, knew that the place was going to be nearly packed. It wasn't fully packed, but it had 11,000 strong, and there wasn't a lot of red in there last night.
Guys at this level can make open shots, Joe. That's the thing
the hard way. Tom talked about it earlier in the week. We had Mo Wagner and Derek Walton going 14 of 17 between them on the night. And while we had two in double figures, Glass, they had a half a dozen. So they spread the wealth around. They shot lights out, 22 points off turnovers. Indiana gets out-rebounded for a second straight game. You know, not a lot to like, but life moves on and has to, and it will. And another buzzsaw awaiting in Evanston on Sunday night.
All right, we'll talk about that coming back at 8:45. Thanks, pal.
See you guys.
All right, the dead zone. We're going to make it. We only got 15 minutes.
We can do it.
After 4 hours and 58 minutes, semifinal action, the Rod Laver Court in Melbourne. Rafael Nadal wins 6-4 in the fifth and final set. He will take on Roger Federer. The Australian Open's organizing committee is popping bottles. The Williams sisters in the women's final, and Nadal and Federer in the men's final. 6-4, the final there. A couple of deuces, a couple of ads, a couple of everything. Just a wonderful performance by each of these things. 5 hours of tennis.
Good grief.
Whew.
I know.
That'll learn you kids. Get in shape, will you?
No kidding.
How can you not clap these guys off? 5 hours in the stands. Mm-hmm. Summertime in Australia. Again, you'll have to... You'll have to get up. The early bird will catch the worm if you'd like to see these finals. Or stay off social media and just record it and watch at your leisure. That never happens.
Stay off social media.
Good luck with that.
right.
It is Friday morning, Big Show Friday. That's Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. I'm Mike Glasgow, and joining us as we always do at the 8:45 mark is Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. Part two.
Timey kangaroo down, boy.
That's right.
that has to fall as an epic.
That's
in that class. Anyway.
Well, it's just great tennis because the back and forthness of it all.
Wait a minute, I got a yawn.
That's right.
I literally can't
that
think of anything.
That wore me out too.
I can't think of anything that I could do for 5 hours straight.
I'm worn out enough, and that wore me out more.
Yes.
Just listening to class the last 3 hours.
Well, I'm exhausted watching these guys back and forth.
Well,
and
I know you are.
Pacers won last night. You want to start with that story? 109-103 up in Minnesota. How about, let's just get to it. There's no point in putting this off any longer. The Indiana Hoosiers, Michigan Wolverines. Indiana's three-game winning streak is over. The Hoosiers started the road trip. They'll play 7 of their last 11, and after last night, Joe, at 6 of their final 10 on the road in Big Ten play. They're going to need to find a way to find some of the efforts they get at home when they get off to good starts, and they're going to need to come together in some way, shape, or form and make a commitment to playing some better team defense, because those were two of the tough things to deal with last night. Too many easy baskets, too many Michigan getting full of confidence. We've seen Indiana get full of confidence, Joe, and run over people, and that's exactly what happened to the Hoosiers last night.
Well, Coach Tom tried to rationalize that loss hard in our post-game discussion after the total dismantling of his Hoosier basketball club at the Chrysler Arena on Thursday night. He told us he didn't see it coming, nor did we, but it wasn't so much the licking delivered by Michigan 90-60, but as Coach told us, we never put up the fight. The Hoosier head man didn't really know where to begin, but he started with total lack of aggressiveness defensively, way too much freedom allowed shooting the ball, and as all witnessed or listened, it became a groundswell, as Coach noted, i.e. early this morning. Points, really, and numbers kind of point everything what Tom was trying to say. It's not who, but how many Wolverines can hurt you when they are all dialed in shooting the ball like last night. His team is 4-1 at home now, shooting close to 49% going into the ball game at the Chrysler Center. Maize and Blue bumped it up a notch last night, scoring on 8 straight early possessions. They jumped out 18-4, led by 19 twice in the opening half, put up 50 at half, shot 67%, missed only 10 shots, and gunned in 7 three-pointers. Hoosiers never in this one, save a 2-0 lead at the start. It got as bad as 37 on two different occasions in the second half. Same negative stats reared its ugly head again in these conference losses. Michigan scored 17 second-chance points. They scored 22 more off 16 Hoosier turnovers. Indiana didn't have a transition point all night long, and lack of scoring punch didn't help the case either. Michigan had 6 in double figures, led by Derek Walton Jr.'s 21. He and Mo Wagner were 14 of 17 shooting last night. The Wolverines shot 63% for the game, and they, had 6 different guys shoot in triples. They shot 11 as a team, shooting 58% from behind the line. 23-20, Indiana out-rebounded for a second straight game, and they were a plus 12 at the free throw line, outscoring Indiana 17-5. James Blackman Jr. didn't even attempt a second-half shot in the 15 minutes that he played, was held to 4 points. Jawan Morgan did play. He played 11 minutes, scored a couple of points, had 3 rebounds, trying to get and knock the rust off after that ankle-foot problem. Matter of fact, only 2 Hoosiers all night long had an offensive rebound, Morgan and Freddie McSwain. They had one each. Total domination, Michigan by 30. Next challenge, Northwestern, 73-61 winners over Nebraska. Cats are 6-2. They're on a big-time roll. Five straight, 17-4 overall. They're 11-1 at the Welch Ryan Arena, where Indiana stops by Sunday night at 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. And by the way, I follow these stats heading into the weekend. We've played seven league games to date. Only Purdue has won on the road this week. Well, we get things rolling. A little swimming action. How about the fourth-ranked men of Ray Lewis? They're 10-0. 14th-ranked women in action against Louisville a little bit later today at the CBAC. We have wrestling tonight. We'll see if Dwayne Goldman's crew. They go into Northwestern tonight to take on the Cats at 7 o'clock. Gladstein Fieldhouse starts up later tonight, runs through tomorrow. The 2017 Indiana Relay Saturday's card starts at 10 with the running events. We have Jeremy Wertzman's unbeaten early season Indiana Hoosiers on the tennis court at the center. Tonight against Ball State, they have Eastern Illinois and Illinois-Chicago over the weekend. And Romero Asquith's Hoosiers, the ladies off to a 2-0 start, Washington State and Cincinnati on Sunday. Terry Morin and crew look for another league win, should get it against the league winless Wisconsin at the Kohl Center Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Well, as we mentioned earlier today, lots going on. Title to play for Edgewood tonight in the WIC, alongside Northview, Chalk Talk, and J.B. Neal at 7 o'clock. John Callahan joins me for the tap at 7:30 in what should be a great atmosphere for the high school game tonight. Ditto for Bloomington South and Terre Haute South. We'll see who takes over sole possession of first place in Conference Indiana. North plays on the road at Franklin Central. Don't forget tomorrow night, welcoming back those fellows that made us all loud and proud, the 97 state champs, the final single-class state champions in Indiana. That'll be right after the JV game, and we anticipate the varsity tap against Columbus East at about 8:05, so you have your opportunity to meet and greet the fellows that are coming back. Edgewood backing up what they will do tonight. They play at Monrovia tomorrow night. Bloomington South's back home to Silver Creek and Lighthouse Christian. The fellows play at Knightstown against South Putnam. A couple of other things going on worth noting. The Conference Indiana Boys Swimming and Diving Championships over at Terre Haute tomorrow afternoon at 1. Bloomington North hosts the wrestling sectional involving the Cougs, Panthers, and Edgewood tomorrow starting about 9:30. Again, Chalk Talk tonight, Bob Lovell to follow at about 9:30. Also, we got the Pro Bowl for you. Yeah, let's not forget that. We're going back to the old AFC-NFC from Orlando, pregame 7:30 on Sunday, and preceded by the Reds Caravan. Some of the guys are going to be shipping in tomorrow, as they always do in late January, out to the College Mall. Walt Jocketty, Phil Castellini, who is the COO of the Reds. Lou Piniella, he's the senior advisor to baseball operations now. Tucker Barnhart, Tommy Brenneman. So, nice opportunity. Mr. Red's going to be there. No, not Klingelhofer. Well, he might, but Mr. Red, the Mr. Red, will be there.
Mr. Redlegs.
And that will be at the College Mall tomorrow, starting at 10.
12:52 to go in the first half. Michigan's up 18-4, Joe, and away the Hoosiers went. It took a 26-footer from Jawan Morgan to hit the rim 17 times and went down. Thomas Bryant hit a 25-footer at some point. That was six of our 14 points. If you've got to rely on 6'9 guys to make 25-footers, you're not beating anybody anywhere.
No.
Tough start when Michigan shoots it that well, and you just didn't. Indiana looked more intent on getting back into the game offensively than they did stopping somebody, but you can't give up 50 and win. Not in a half of basketball. It doesn't work. Joe, you mentioned the road teams not doing well in the Big Ten this week. Northwestern, I think, has won four straight on the road overall. It kind of just shows you what they're made of this year, a little bit different quality
had,
Northwestern.
And, you know, we've had, let's see, we've played 51 total league games, just to take it a step further real quick. It's 33-18. So 18 teams have won on the road this week, but you brought up a good point. There's a case in point where the Cats, why are they 6-2? Well, they've won four on the road.
That helps.
That's why. And as I mentioned, they're not too bad at Welch Ryan this year. They won last night. They're 11-1 this this year.
Derek Pardon, 19-22 last night. Derek Pardon had 19 and 22, and their backcourt did nothing. Lindsey and McIntosh both in single figures, and they still find a way to win by double figures because they've got some balance. Hoosiers have a test. We'd like to see the rebounding effort there. Pacers did win. Nadal did beat Dimitrov. We're covered on that. We're excited for the WIC title game coming up tonight. We'll hear you at 7 p.m. with Chalk Talk and Coach J.B. Neal.
Looking forward to it, my friend. Julie, have a great weekend. And Glass, take care of yourself, son.
Well, we will. We'll get
healthy.
Don't worry. We'll be back Monday morning with you at 7:45 and 8:45.
See you then.